In their formal meeting agenda, starting at 5 p.m. at the Colville Courthouse, the council will consider a resolution encouraging reusable shopping bags. County Manager Bob Jasper said it's modeled closely on Park City's resolution. He said it takes a little effort for people to get into the reusable bag habit that applies to him, too.
It's hard for me to get trained. Francie keeps some in my car for when she calls me and says, pick up something at the store. And then she's always great at it. I'm terrible at it, but I need to get better.
So when do you remember? When you're in line?
Sometimes. Sometimes I've left the line, put the food down somewhere, and run out to the car and got the bag.
Also on the agenda, the private Summit Water Company is asking for a tax refund of an amount over $37,000. The company contending they were overtaxed for the years 2011 and 2012. Although the water systems in Snyderville have signed on to a new water compact, Jasper said the county and Summit Water still have a couple of outstanding property tax disputes.
We've settled the water kinds of issues. We still have not settled the property tax issues. This came up on this show, 2 years ago. I mean, the tax issues, and this is an issue that's been up and down to the Supreme Court. So they've asked for some exemptions of it, and the council will consider it. We would very much like to put all our issues with Summit Water behind us and move forward into major degrees now, working with the sewer district and with the city and with Mountain Regional. We have put the big water issues aside.
Next, the council will consider some possible amendments to the council manager form of government. One deals with the qualifications for a county manager. Jasper said he's not entirely on the same page here with the council.
I would like to keep the existing qualifications. The council has a caveat the way it's drafted now at the back that they could waive the education and experience requirements if they needed to in the end. And I've asked them to keep the qualifications. I believe that it's the kind of job that you need some experience and you need some background in county government. There's more complexity in county government or at least city government than I think most people understand. And then, I think at minimum they should have a BA. And I don't think the council has a disagreement with that. I think the way it's worded now lets them kind of keep their options open. And so I'm not exactly on the same page with them on this issue.
Another change will stipulate that the county's financial planning will be run by a designated chief budget officer, and not necessarily the county auditor.
State law changed and said that if a county commission or council wants, it can name its own budget person, and it would not be the elected county auditor. And so that would mean the elected county auditor basically focuses on keeping the books and other duties that they have, but not necessarily preparing and recommending the budget. Our system, given the change of form of government, the county auditor acts as the budget officer and then hands it off to me, and then I make supplemental recommendations or final recommendations in the end. But the staff and the whole process is still under the auditor, and this change in statute would allow the council to say, well, we want to, in our case, for example, put it under the county manager or anybody else they'd want.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.